Now we go to a story about cheap drugs. Walmart thrilled customers a while back when it started offering prescription drugs at the low price of $4 a month. The mega retailer just added a couple dozen more medications to their list of bargains, and now other stores are beginning to take note. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Walmart kicked things off a year ago, offering a short list of drugs that had come off patent at a special $4 per month price. The company test-piloted the program at some of its Florida pharmacies. Now all of its drugstores offer several hundred generic drugs for $4 per month. And the company is now going even further, says Walmart Senior Vice President John Aguinobi. He's a former Assistant Secretary for Health for the federal government.
We're adding medicines for glaucoma. We're adding medicines for attention deficit disorder and attention deficit. We're adding medications for fungal infections and for acne. We're also adding medications for fertility and prescription birth control.
Those last two will go for $9 a month, not $4. For some people whose generic drugs only cost $5 or $10, that's not much savings. But there are big savings for certain drugs, especially those that have recently become available as generics. And on a national level?
We believe that in its first year alone, Americans saved $610 million. We took $610 million out of the healthcare cost of our nation.
Pharmacies have always had a bigger percentage of profit on generic drugs as compared to brand name drugs, so there's room for some price cutting. Health economist Stuart Altman of Brandeis University says the move won't hurt the big chain drugstores.
You're dealing with very big chains like CVS and Walgreens for the most part. They're very big, and they have the ability to sort of counter this if they choose.
And in fact, many of the big chains followed Walmart last year and started offering their own discounts. But Walmart's move will hurt the smaller pharmacies, Altman says.
Well, little guys, you know, they're hanging on with their fingernails. And so any loss in profits for the little drugstore is a problem. There aren't too many of them left, by the way.
And there's another group that should worry, says Princeton economist Uwe Reinhardt.
If I were a brand name producing research-oriented company, I would worry about it. Because here you have a great free enterpriser teaching Americans that generics are just as good as brand name drugs.
Walmart has been getting more involved in healthcare after taking a PR beating for offering only meager health insurance to its employees. Recently, it expanded the options. And for consumers, it's opened on-site medical clinics at some of its stores and plans to open hundreds more. Reinhardt says the company may be taking aim at the entire healthcare system.
I think it's rather a fascinating way to come out of the corner with boxing gloves and really slug the system. At the moment, the punches are still sort of like in an early boxing match where the body blows don't hurt, but they add up. And so I'm watching this with great fascination and expect more from them.
Following Walmart's announcement yesterday, the price of shares in the company rose slightly. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.